everybody. Well, today is our Monday show. This is called The Healing Highway. So we talk about healing and how to use them and answer questions from people. Our Wednesday program normally is just kind of similar, but we get into maybe a little different venues. But, you know, they're all designed to help people with their clearings and healings. But this show is maybe more dedicated to that. And also, being that it's 7 o'clock Eastern time, we may have different listeners than what we would normally on the other program. So, depends on time you go to bed. Okay, so the date today is July 25th, 2016. And let's clear away the date. So here we go, releasing that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So the date is how they connect to you. The I'll use the word you, unwanted universal travelers. That's a little nicer sounding than alien sometimes, but we use that word once in a while. So anyway, it's how they connect to you, attach to you, and everything else. And remember, they use keywords and key numbers to do so. So I've been hearing that people have been seeing the ones a lot, you know, or 11 a lot, 7-11, 9-11, or who knows what kind of other numbers they're seeing. But the ones are becoming a little more activated now for whatever reason. If you've seen those numbers all the time, that just means they're hooking you up, or that's a validation that they have hooked you up. So that's kind of yucky. Okay, so let's work with a situation that you're dealing with. And it's either going to be some type of trauma and or a physical pain. So you want to focus on it now. You can think about it. Remember, the thought brought it to you, so now you're thinking about it to have the thought take it away. Remember the old saying, the Lord give it, the Lord take it away. Well, we're going to be just taking it away. Doesn't matter who gave it to you. And on our call yesterday, I was sent an email on our eight-hour call. A gentleman sent it to me. If he's listening, thank you. It was an alien base in a crop circle that I think was made on the 19th of this month. So if you need to see that or would like to, let me know. Just let us know, and I can get the link for you. It is pretty surprising to see a great base in a crop circle. Anyway, let's clear your situation, releasing that from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. And let's look at it as an alien critter that's there, causing you to have these thoughts and or maybe physical pain. So let's take out that alien critter. So here we go. Okay. Oh, boy. Coming out. Out. There we go. So I'll just see if that helps you. We'll see if anybody's body jerked or anything. If your eyes are watering or, you know, some people have, you know, different types of reactions. Let's bring up the light beams now on your monitor screen, and then we'll clear away aliens by doing the alien release clearing. So here we go, monitor with the light beams. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now we'll clear away the enslaved, the trapped aliens that are here that would like to leave here because they're in a mess too. And if they've been bothering you, they have a way to get out now, and then they won't bother you any longer. So that's one positive thing. Here we go. I'll count to 100 to release the enslaved trapped aliens. Remember, they have a pecking order, too, so, you know, they're connected against their free will also. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Oh boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-50, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-60, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-70, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-80, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-90, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-100. So we'll just see how you're feeling here, how you're doing. So we'll see if our co-host is there. So, Elizabeth, are you all dressed up and looking nice?
Yes, I am all in my special outfit for our broadcast tonight, and I've got my headphones on here in the BBS booth, and we're ready to bring peace to you over the next hour. And if you're feeling a little bit out of it or kind of funky and you really don't know why, or maybe you had a bad weekend or whatever, a bad week, we welcome you to the show and encourage you to spend the next hour with us becoming heart-centered and peaceful as per Ron's guidance, as well as using his healings on creationlightship.com. That is your home base for all the healings we'll discuss about on the Healing Highway, as well as all the other radio shows. And you can find that at creationlightship.com. You can also send us, while we're live on air, any questions or comments during the show. If you would like us to discuss them, we just ask that you please limit them to 3 sentences, because it's very difficult to read them during the show, and that the questions please pertain to the healings and projects that you're working on through the website. And we've got a lot of new timeline crashes going on. A lot of people are doing them. So thank you so much, guys, for your participation and interaction. And you can also just email us directly at clsquestions@yahoo.com, or just use the convenient link that is live at the top of the page while we're live on air. It'll take you right to our BBS radio station homepage, and you can find it right down there, right in the middle of the page, under Quick Chat Live with Ron Amitron. So I just also wanted to say, Ron, thanks for doing the clearings at the top of the show, and hopefully everyone has the light being up and is feeling that wonderful peace energy. And we do have a couple of questions that we can start with. And somebody was just emailing us that they did clear shackles, and this is something Ron's been talking about on the last week, and if you missed them, please check out the archives. The shackles you can do in your whole lifetime, emotional unlimited clearing, or any other unlimited whole lifetime clearings you've purchased. So this person has done it on mental and emotional, and they write in that it does give a new layer of freedom on a deep level.
Oh, very good. Very good, yeah. And then also you could put in the other clearing in there too, I think what it was, vortexes. So anybody who has a unlimited clearing, they've done their whole lifetime and they got the unlimited to stay current, you can add that into that clearing under the specific incident. And just put in vortexes. You know, you don't want to put them in at the same time, but you want to first maybe do the vortex clearing for your whole lifetime. So start it off at the beginning again for your whole life, and then also do your whole life, you know, for the shackles. I'm just wondering, I've heard there's some goofy weather around. Weather here is not too bad. Yesterday is very peaceful. But last night, about Pacific time, I can't exactly say when it was. I'm thinking about 2:30, 3 o'clock, the time-traveling soldiers hit the backside of the moon. So there was a lot going on there. When I woke up this morning, all I saw was, like smoke. So there's a lot going on there on the backside of the room, moon, I mean, with battles happening. It feels like that may have been their last stand. They didn't have much there. The ones that were coming seemed to be like suicide missions, because they didn't have enough backup to do anything. Normally when they come and attempt to battle, you know, you there's a lot of them that come. And here it was like just maybe 10% of what I'm used to seeing. So anyway, that's why they went there. I don't know. I can't tell you that. All I know is I got briefed instantly that we're going there, and that was it. So so if you are in the time-traveling soldier units, you may have felt something. So back east, typically, you know, Eastern time, I'd say maybe 5:30, 6 in the morning, you may have felt something. You could have been on full alert, too, even before that, but that's about when it started. So anyway, which could be the reason why you are seeing the storms back east, maybe. Also, take note of, you know, the storms, and sometimes the rain or even maybe hail might smell like metal. So we'll see if we have any comments on that. I know when I was battling the aliens in New York in October quite a while back, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years ago, we first started doing the timeline crashing in gray sky clearings, there was tremendous battles, and you know, there was like golf ball size hail coming down smelling like metal.
Wow.
So we'll just see if anybody comments on that, if they also have that same similar sensation, or if there's a funny odor in the air like metal. We'll see. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, wow, Ron, that's quite something. And we did have some storms here in the Northeast for most of the afternoon, and a lot of people are saying that they didn't sleep well last night and that they're very tired today, so that could explain what was happening. Maybe they were affected by that that moon battle. And another listener wrote in and asked if you could please clear or disconnect us from any courting by the moon, since today is Moon Day. And that also has a double O in it. So the moon and...
That's one of those O-O things, huh?
Uh-oh,
here we go. So clearing the moon energy. So one, two, feels different. Energy feels different from the moon right now. One, two, maybe the man in the moon is no longer there. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There we go. Back to you. Are you there, Elizabeth?
I'll get her back.
So let's try a space clearing. So the space clearing, when you pay for the timeline crashing, you know, I'm going to do a space clearing crash. The reason is you might may have been out there on timelines connected to the moon, and you feel a little funky or whatever because you're lost in space. So when you do a timeline crash, you get the codes, and then you go into the page, and then you have two logins that you do, one for, you know, the timeline and then one for space. So that's how the clearings work. So when you pay for the timeline crashing, the other one is free. You just go into the page and get it. And so anyway, sometimes you're on timelines like for your whole life and you're lost in space, and this might be why people could be feeling funky. Maybe they were on a moon timeline, not knowing it. Remember, these are all abductions. So they're on the abduction timeline to the moon, doing something there, and not knowing what they're doing, naturally. Nobody knows. But with the battles, maybe the timelines got disconnected, and you're kind of like floundering out there. So we're going to bring you back from the moon, the timeline crashing that was probably done this morning, and bring you back from the space. You're out there in space hanging out. So here we go. Coming back. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Yeah, there's people out there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Okay. So are you there, Elizabeth?
Yep, I'm here. Sorry about that. I had just dropped off for a second. I'm not sure why. but that's a great idea, Ron. And I guess if people are feeling particularly corded to that, they could also do the alien keyword intercept with the word moon, maybe, and also just any other double O words that they feel particularly connected to. And it seems like actually a lot of the questions that are coming in tonight have to deal with abductions. And somebody said that sometimes they want to discuss aliens, abductions, or my clearings with my spouse, who also does the clearings, but he doesn't. He likes to write, feeling like we are piquing their attention. Please comment if you think speaking aloud is not a good idea.
Well, yeah, if the person is communicating with things by writing, there's more energy when you speak it loud. So, yes. So writing might be a good way to communicate, or just, you know, type it on a computer might be a good idea. You know, I think everybody probably has this, but just say that you just got a computer, you don't know beans, you don't have Microsoft Word or some way to do something like that. I think they all have Notepad, though, but you could always go into an email and go into Drafts and just type in Drafts. You know, type something and have it go into Drafts, and it sits there. So that might be one quick and easy way to do it. And if the other person is also, you know, on another computer, if they can pick it up in Drafts too, and it won't go anywhere. Just an idea. I want to do a clearing for something. I think I'll do a clearing just for peace energy. So this is like the mind to heart drop. And so I'll just bring in the peace energy, I'll count to 10, and you can feel a little more peaceful. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So it may help you, you know, just a little bit. Normally, when you go onto these shows and listen, you're automatically put almost in the present moment. So the timeline has stopped for you, but I'm just making sure for that here for everybody. So back to you.
Okay, great. Thanks, Ron. And yeah, that's interesting because a lot of the way business is conducted today is through email and text, not on the phone, which I think even, you know, 10, 15 years ago it was. So there's a lot of, I guess, a lot less energy there, which might actually be a good thing. But that's an interesting distinction. I never really thought about that, so thanks for submitting that question. And somebody else wrote, last Wednesday, the date, I guess, was the moon landing in 1969. So they timeline crashed because everyone was watching TV, was watching them on TV. They were saying to timeline crash because everyone was watching them on TV must have been abducted.
Yeah, a very good chance. I would say that's probably pretty much correct. So what I'm not saying is that the government put this out on TV, right, because that's what NASA did, the government will say. Put it out on TV for everybody to watch. So I'm not saying that the government's abducting you. What happens is, through like the keywords and different things you look at, the aliens can superimpose an energy on what you're looking at or seeing or hearing and abduct you from that. And that's what they do. That's why, you know, we talk about keyword intercept, the word that you use all the time, or they can ride upon that word and take you away. So yeah, any kind of large mass event, or like a mass shooting, you know, that's the big buzzword now, you know, all the shootings that go on, you know, more recently, and they're, you know, with the gun control and stuff, you know. You tell people not to harm anybody, but yet everybody has those little games that they play, and, you know, that they're trying to kill somebody, you know, whatever it is in those little games, you know. And so what do they expect? I'm surprised they don't have a lot more of that stuff going on, because it makes it so that it's, oh, well, so what, this person died in my little game, and what's making it real is no big deal, you know. So that's
true,
part,
Ron.
Is that people are being numbed out by these things. And, you know, and are they people? Maybe they're just clones and the program went off, you know? So you
I think it's
look
probably
at,
that.
A little more in detail what's happening. But, yeah, whenever you have a lot of people viewing something, seeing something, thinking that it's good or bad, and typically I guess it would be all the news is normally bad things, typically, and they want to round people up who listen to that, and then you get on that timeline with all these people and multiple timelines with all these people also, and now you're down the rabbit hole, and who knows what's happening to you after that. That's why you want to become peaceful and not react, and the other way you're not going to react is to clean out your energetic body. There's no other shortcut to that. You know, the other way you can look at it and go, well, you can say, I've heard about this, that, and the other, this other type of modality of healing and this and that. Well, it's all mind energy. And so that makes it even worse. You're being, you know, attached to mind energy. So this is all energy through your spirit. The spirit doesn't work with mind at all. It doesn't even know mind. So it just knows source energy, and it takes away the inconsistencies, the dramas, the traumas, the dark energies, if you would, the densities, different ways of stating that, and it gives you peace. You know, the common denominator is everybody wants to have peace, but you'll never find peace in mind energy. So back to you.
Yeah, and, you know, people ask all the time, well, how do I shut off my mind, and it just keeps thinking, and I can't control it, and the answer to that is you just do the mind-heart drop, which is where you say out loud, I now command my spirit to take my thoughts from my mind or my head down into my heart center, and then you say 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And I think a lot of people don't realize it's that simple, or they don't want to realize that, because a lot of them are just running programs, and the programs are overriding their natural ability to want to be peaceful and want to get into their heart center. So it becomes, like, very difficult to get through that to, I think, a lot of people. But it is really that simple. And somebody actually had emailed us, Ron, about one of those games. I guess it's, like, a popular game right now, the Pokemon Go game. And they are wondering if it's a good idea to timeline crash that. And they're saying it's a robotic program, and I guess it's a gaming app. I have heard of it. I've never played it. But they're wondering if timeline crashing this game could be of assistance to us all. And I'm wondering if maybe it's just more of like when you encounter something like this, you want to disconnect yourself from it rather than try to recreate the world situation. You want to just either disconnect yourself from that or decord yourself from that. So I'm just wondering what your take on that, Ron, is. And since you mentioned the games, and how would be the best way to approach that?
The first thing is that you can't heal the world, so forget that. And you can't go against somebody else's free will, free choice, if they want to play that game, okay? But once you've heard about it, then if you just heard of the name and doesn't mean anything to you, then you're not hooked up. But if you start looking for what it is and you start hearing about it, now you're on that timeline. So now it's trying to entice you. And you may not want to be enticed, but you're still on the timeline because you heard about it. That's much like the media clearing that we have. You hear about something awful, well, you're on that timeline because you happen to watch it. You turn the news on. And again, that's your free will, free choice to see what's happening bad around the world, you know. Otherwise it's not going to relate to you. You know, I'm sure it could relate at some point. You know, something really awful happened, but typically, you know, you're choosing to interact with a bunch of energies you know nothing about and probably could even care less, okay? But all of a sudden now you find yourself you know, hook, line, and sinker with this thing, and you want to get rid of it because you know that you're feeling the energies of it. So, yeah, you want to timeline crash it. If you happen to know about it, you know how it works, what people are doing, et cetera, just start doing timeline crashes on it so you get off of those timelines. So next time you hear about it, you go, oh, well, been there, done that, forget it. I'm not hooked up to it any longer. So you do need to close the energy. Otherwise, it's just open. So once you hear about something, then you're kind of like in a contract with it, and you need to release the contract by doing the timeline crashing on it or whatever else you think, maybe energetic cording. Then once you're out of it, you're going to pretty much know about it because you're going to be in neutral with it. And then also, you may want to timeline crash the letters that make up the words, you know, for that. But that could be a very strong energy, too. So, back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, great. Thanks, Ron. That's really helpful. And I think if this person does decide to do that, I'd be curious to hear if it helps them, because you're right. It really is like the media courting. Somebody else submitted a question, and they're wondering, they're always late to the show. About 5 or 10 minutes, I guess, to tuning in. And they're wondering if this is because they're on another timeline and they usually miss when you do the clearing of the day and the alien to light.
Well, that's interesting. So what I believe you're saying is that they have all the time in the world before the show, but somehow they're not allowed to listen to it until like 10 minutes.
Uh-huh.
So if that's the case, yeah, you could be, I would say, yeah, on a timeline, maybe there's an implant into you not wanting to know about that. Maybe you lose your consciousness. Maybe that 10 minutes of time is when they abduct you somewhere else, so that for sure you're not going to be on it. So what I'm thinking of having people do, for the mind to heart drop, is to go out and purchase or use your phone. I don't know if the phone, you have to deal with that. If you're really phone savvy, it's probably, you know, real easy to do. For myself, I'd probably get a little, you know, like maybe, you know, $2 to $5 timer. But set it for like once an hour. And, you know, you can turn it off and you go to bed naturally. But each time it goes off, then do the mind of heart drop. Only 20 seconds, and then start your timer again. And just see how it is maybe for a week to do that clearing, just to see if it helps you. Because I don't know how people think about doing that clearing. You know, maybe they think about it twice a day. You know, they go, oh, I got to do it now, you know. Remember, you don't know what programs you're running, and the program may not even want you to do the mind to heart drop. It's much like the person trying to get on the radio program, you know, and they get on late. So you may wish to get a timer to just have it set to go off so that you can do something like that in a timely manner. Can't get away from time here. But the timer could work for you. Remember, the aliens invented the timer. So take advantage of their creation, and you can get off of their time. So that's what I would do, and just see how it works. But, you know, you get a day planner. The more you do that, at some point you're going to find yourself probably really spacey, in a sense, or not connected to life. You may not feel like, you know, why am I here? I don't want to be here. And you kind of get past that. Then your whole body starts to think with source consciousness. And then you can say, I don't need my mind that much here. I'm in the present moment. I can still function actually better than I did using my mind because I get information instantly. But it takes a while to get there. And once you get there, you go, wow, what a difference that is, you know. And then your whole life, after doing a bunch of whole lifetime clearings, a whole bunch, maybe half a dozen, we'll say, the ones that's really needed for most people here, then you're going to say, man, life is really different for me compared to what it used to be. And you start looking at your past, and it won't really exist, but you're going to know that you suffered and you used to do things that people will kind of jar your memory of the past. And you're going to go, wow, I'm really at peace here, and I'm not as reactive. So that's the whole thing. is not being reactive to life. And the aliens, that's how you get abducted, when you're reactive. And typically it's emotions that they love to connect with you on. So, back to you.
Oh, yes, they love to love you. And also, Ron, I wanted to say that, like, this person's talking about missing the first 10 minutes of the show, and for some reason I think this is, like, you always miss what you need the most. And I always feel like when I go back and listen to the archives, there's certain archives where I'm going, did I co-host this show, or did I even hear this show if it's another co-host? Because, you know, you hear things differently when you're at different points, and when you're more in the now, you hear things a lot more clearly. So it could be that, you know, they really need to be tuning into this particular part of the program, and they're missing it for whatever reason. So that's how I tend to look at it.
And also, I mentioned this before, that the co-host that we have, you know, our wonderful co-host, for each day here, they're in the present moment more than probably the listening audience. And so they're getting all the healings, but they're not really, you know, into the relationship with people that much. So it's I guess it would be beneficial for the co-host to re-listen to the shows. But when I do a clearing, or like on Saturday night, we come back from the light ship, and normally Kathy does that show, and instantly, you know, I got to pop her down here, and she has to be fully awake and conscious. And most people listening are like, oh, man, that was just a great thing. It might take them 5-10 minutes to kind of get back into think with life. And here I go, okay, that's you, Kathy, you know. And 5 seconds, you know, she has to be, you know, slam dunked into reality here, just like the other co-hosts are during some of the programs where I talk. And like I say, okay, you know, whatever I say, you know, you're next, or I don't know, I forgot what phrase I even say, because I'm in the moment, but I just turn it back over to the co-host, and they're listening to me, and they're in the present moment, and they go, oh, what do I do next here? So you really got to give the co-host a hand for being able to switch gears so quickly. And then have to read stuff. But I'm going to give you people a test here. I want you to get a piece of paper with writing on it, or, you know, text of some sort that you normally have. Maybe it's a newspaper, I don't know, or just something. I'm going to put you into where I live, in my, you know, in source energy, where there's no time. And I want you to notice that when you start looking at words, before it would be like a whole sentence, you'd get the information instantly, you know, looking at it. And, you know, now you're reading like word by word by word, and after you read about 5 words, they don't connect any longer because you don't know what the first word was. You know, and so I'm going to do that for you so you can understand what it's like for the co-host here and what a great job they're doing. So here we go. Take out your piece of paper that you have information written on, a bunch of those words, make up sentences. So I'm going to bring you into the present moment where I live here. So here we go. I'll count to 10. Let's command the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So right now you are in the present moment. I want you to look at the words on that piece of paper you have in front of you and try to read them. You may just look at the whole paragraph or whatever, look at it and go, gee, what's this? You know, I don't know. But you're going to realize that, yeah, this is very difficult to do because there's no meaning behind anything. These are all alien words to you when you're in the present moment because you don't have a vocabulary or definitions. You don't have an encyclopedia like you normally would have, like inside your mind, to tell you what these things are, because they don't really exist in source energy. So I'll do it again for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. So I want to get some comments, if we could, from people, so you really know what it's like to be in the present moment, and how wonderful the co-hosts are to be able to switch gears so quickly. I guess I say back to you. So back to you, Elizabeth.
thanks, Ron. I was already doing that, actually, before you started doing the clearing of the words, and it actually is very difficult to concentrate when you do that. And if anyone else would like to comment, please do so via the fast chat or the direct email, clsquestions@yahoo.com. So, Ron, on this same note, while we wait for some comments to come in, one listener wrote in that stating, I tend to be intellectual and overthink and plan everything. Please recommend the best clearings for this.
Well, the first thing I would look at is there must be a program in you, like mind looping or something, to make you keep wanting to plan something. So I always kind of go back to the basic clearings, the mental clearing, the emotional clearing, and the fear clearing. So maybe, the fear body needs to know what's going to be happening so it doesn't get traumatized. You know, we do have a trauma body, too. So I would think you're planning it out because you want to have a safe life. That's what I would sort of think here. And that way there's no surprises, okay? So something probably in your past maybe has made it very fearful for you. So you have to plan everything out so that you don't make a mistake. I would probably recommend the self-empowerment clearing. It's not that expensive. I think it's a couple months in length, I believe. And there's a lot of issues there. And maybe one of those needs to be worked on, one of those issues that you know nothing about, but it's, you know, putting a block in you. So you might want to try that and just see how that helps out. And also, have you had clearings? You know, when people ask questions, I'm assuming that they've already had their emotional and mental and probably fear clearing, okay? And so if you haven't had those, that's where you start. And so do those clearings for sure. There's other ones too, but those are the main three that you want to do, mainly because everybody is affected by those three energies. So do those and then research and look at and reevaluate yourself again and see where you are. So back to you.
Okay, great, Ron. And someone else is asking if you could please recommend the most effective clearings to help us get over past romantic attachments.
Okay. Remember we talked about internal and external, okay? And so a quick little story, somebody needed some help. I believe the person lived in Canada, and what happened with them is that, and this is a female, and so she got involved with this person, this man, and the relatives, the mother and father of the man really loved her, and somehow they split apart for whatever reason. Maybe she didn't want to be with him, and they put spells on her to be with this man, and she kept thinking about him, and she never wanted to go back with him, but she couldn't get the person out of her mind. And I don't know if he came around. He probably did off and on because he probably had the same spells put on him. So she was bucking that, and whatever she could do or try to do to find another partner, this is like for like, I think, like 5 years. So she was trying to make herself available for someone else, and that the psychic attack energy, those spells put on her, was so strong that she couldn't draw anybody into her life. And so, I don't know if this is going to help you or not, but that's, the person did the dark side practitioner and the curse of sexist spell clearing. But let me ask you the question again, Elizabeth. What's the person asked now?
What are the best clearings to get over past romantic attachments?
Okay. The first thing going a little sideways is that, unfortunately, in relationship, you find a partner, this is going to sound a little kind of off the wall, but you find a partner that has something that's going to fulfill your need that you don't have. You don't have something that somebody else does. So you get teamed up, and you have something they don't have, and you know, it's great. know, so you don't know how to, you know, like a man don't know how to do dishes. Her cook will say, hypothetically, the woman knows how to do that. But they don't know how to do oil changes on the car or do different things that the man can do, we'll say. So basically, you're trading off. Well, it also works with different types of energies besides those physical things. So you're there, and as you start taking energy from the other person, then eventually at some point you took everything from them that you were missing, and now you feel full. And they may not have taken much from you, it's hard to say, but maybe just for you, you feel full, and now you don't want that person any longer in your life because you sucked everything out that you could get, and now you feel good, but you still have other needs, and that person cannot fill those other needs because that was not your original attraction or attachment to them. Now you look for somebody else to go on. So that's the way relationships sort of work. So you use somebody else, unfortunately, unless you have a different system that you're using and you realize that could happen and you just say, okay, well, we're together because we're together and things, you know, whatever happens, you know, because you can work around those situations. But most people don't realize that. And so all of a sudden, you know, within maybe a couple of 2 to 3 years, they're divorced or whatever, looking for somebody else. And that's sort of what happens. So as far as having that infatuation with somebody or you can't get that person's energy out of your life and or maybe your you start looking for that similar type of person, boy, you need to get more in the present moment. You know, the self-empowerment clearing might be a good way of doing that to see where you're missing something. And it could be, you know, that psychic attack energy. Do you have any ideas, Elizabeth?
Well, it seems like maybe there's some kind of emotional thing to me that needs to be cleared there. And I guess this is, you know, speaking from the internal perspective, but I always feel like when you can't get over the past or you are looking back to the past, there is something, some kind of unresolved emotion that is taking you out of the present. So that is what I guess this person would have to decide for themselves what that is. You know, if it's some kind of loss or if they feel like they're inadequate, that could be like a self-esteem issue there, because if they're looking for somebody who can do things that they can't, then maybe that's a fulfillment issue. So I'm just trying to think of what clearings you have offered, Ron, that deal with that. And they could also timeline crash the emotions that they still feel, whether it's loss or longing or betrayal. All of these things are things that we've talked about on the shows, and they seem to come up a lot for people and prevent them from being in the present, prevent them from moving on and creating something new. So I would try maybe to do something along those lines.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah.
And again, we're assuming you had the whole lifetime emotional clearing, you know?
Right.
What happens is I get emails from people, and they go, Ron, I have this wrong with me, that wrong with me, and I got like about 3 or 4 paragraphs of stuff. I only read about 1 or 2 sentences, and after that, I don't even bother to read any further because I already forgot what I read. And so the first thing is that if you don't do those clearings, you know, then don't, you're trying to give your whole life story on an email, what's wrong with you.
Right.
And, you know, basically, if you don't do the clearings, all you're doing is giving, you know, just disseminating the information out, which is putting you more on timelines, okay?
Right.
You're interacting those timelines, and I really don't want to read stuff to be on timelines. I don't go on timelines, but we get some of those questions sent to the CLS questions at times, and the pro hosts don't want to be on those timelines either, okay? And so, you do those clearings first. If after you do the clearings, then you're going to have a much better perspective. You're not going to probably be in the fear vault. You're not going to be in anxiety that much, or the emotions of your situation. So people always say, "What do I do? What clearing do I need first? Or can you fix me?" Well, do those clearings first. I can't guarantee I can fix you, but what I can say, I can probably give you some peace. And then also, you have to look at it after that, and who have you been to before you found us? How long have you had this? How many people have touched you, worked with you, did, you know, chants and mantras on you? You need to get that stuff off of you. So, that's the bottom line is, you know, you need to get your spirit involved with you and your clearing, but you can't get your spirit because of all this contamination. That's why you clean out these energetic bodies so you can have more spirit energy with you. So once you fully understand that, then you're going to say, oh, I was going to write Ron about this problem and that problem, but I haven't had any clearings yet, and, you know, I'm not going to, you know, so I can't just read your three paragraphs and say, oh, this one clearing here is a silver bullet. Boy, you're going to just do this one here and your life is going to be wonderful. No, there's no such thing. Everybody has a different load, a different amount of energy that they're dealing with, different alien abductions, the whole gamut. You got to do those initial, at least first three clearings, if not more. I think we have maybe eight clearings that is needed by everybody. And so if you don't do those, then how do you expect to have help? So you're asking for help, but you have to do the clearing. And that's why we have the half price special. You do one for full price, that's one is half price. And you know, you can go back and forth that way for yourself. But that's the bottom line is, you know, don't even ask or disseminate information if you haven't done your clearings yet. Because once you get the clearings, then you're going to have a new way of looking at your situation. And then you're going to know what clearing to do next. Without that, you're just all over the map. So back to you.
Yeah, and also, Ron, I just really quickly looked at the current lifetime clearings, and the one that jumped out at me was the trust clearing. Because that, to me, seems like a trust issue, like you're maybe scared or something happened or you don't trust yourself or you don't trust getting into a new relationship with a new person because you're still basing that on the past. But whatever it is, you're not in peace about the past. And
that could be a whole lifetime theme.
That is a whole lifetime.
It's a whole lifetime.
Yeah, you offer it as a whole
really
lifetime.
Deep. Yeah, and you may want to get into maybe the first seven generational clearing if it's your life pattern for this lifetime. It might be really deeply ingrained in you. So back to you.
Yes, and also... Ron did recently talk about this on the last Monday show, July 18th, and he has recently updated his list of recommended whole life clearings, and all of the ones, I guess we should just go over them again if anyone would like to jot these down or make a note of this. The list is the whole lifetime emotional clearing. That's the first clearing that everyone has to do. The whole lifetime fear clearing, whole lifetime mental clearing, cellular mental clearing, entity clearing, and depression. So once again, those are whole lifetime clearings, and they are emotional, fear, mental, cellular mental, entity, and depression. I think I got all of them. So
yep, that sounds pretty good. Yep. And then after that, you know, if you're dealing with stuff, then naturally you want to do, remember, these are all internal clearings, okay? This is your stuff, okay? This is your big bag of stuff that you're carrying with you that belongs to you. The other one is external. That's the aliens attacking you. That's people doing energetic courtings to you. That's psychic attacks. That's mind control clearing. That's stuff from the media. These are all external. So you got another load there happening.
Yeah.
But, you know, at least, you know, do the dark side practitioner or the curses, hexes, spell clearing. because anybody who thinks anything about you is giving you a psychic attack, whether it's good or bad. Remember, you don't know how your body's going to respond to the energy coming into it. It's alien energy. So, we got a few minutes to go here.
Ron, I did get some responses from the reading and source energy testimonial that you did a couple minutes ago.
Right.
And somebody wrote in that they said, typically I am a very speedy reader and can comprehend words at a fast rate. When Ron brought us into the source now, I could only read one word at a time and wait a few beats for it to register before moving on to the next word. I can see why Ron asks us all to keep the emails at 2 to 3 sentences max.
Yep.
That's great.
I can say when I was going to school and stuff, in elementary school or high school, I mean, it was awful, to read, to prepare for a test, because you read a sentence and you wouldn't know what you're reading, you know? I thought something was wrong with me,
Yeah. I know.
Oh, anyway.
I used to be a very voracious reader, and now I have really hard time finishing a book.
So, what can we do for a clearing? I'll do a clearing for the moon again, taking away maybe some of the cords that are attached to you, and maybe they're like dangling out there, okay? And it could also be octopus energies too. But we'll just make it very, very simple.
Oh.
So we'll work with these energetic cords that are corded to you that go to timelines, but they don't go anywhere, but they're still attached to you. So here we go. Releasing these energetic cords. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8, 9, 10. These are the cords from the moon, and or whatever was there that's no longer there. The dark side of the moon, the back side. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Wow, that's great, Ron. Thanks. And I think a lot of people are feeling better, and we've gotten a lot of nice comments. And someone else wrote in that the co-hosts rock. Just wanted to let the co-host know how much I appreciate all you do. Your steadiness in assisting all of us listeners is amazing, and being able to tune in to the radio shows makes a huge difference in my world.
So let's see if we have any comments, maybe for the next show even, maybe about the moon energy, if anybody felt any changes. Maybe they're smelling metallic stuff in the air. I'll do one for sinuses. Maybe you're sensing something or a taste in your mouth, don't know what it's from, causing you problems from the wars out there. So here we go. And normally you're probably going to feel it more typically if you have storms around you. So here we go. 1, 2, and the storms could be the aliens closer to the earth you're being taken out too. Look for lightning going from left to right. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. One more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 50. Okay, everybody. So I know we have a special event coming up next month. I forgot what it's about, but we'll talk about it maybe on the next show here.
It's the August conference call, and it's going to remove shackles and vortexes. And I believe the date is Saturday, August 6th, Ron. And we'll definitely remind everybody of that as it gets closer to the date.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, everybody, thank you. Blessings, and we'll see you later. Let's do the mind and heart drop. So here we go. I now command my spirit. Let's say it out loud. So I now command my spirit to take the heart, to take the thoughts inside of my head, drop them into my heart, dropping down. Here we go. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. There we go, everybody. You're at peace. And get one of those little timers and set it every hour. Do the mind and heart drop. We'll see what happens, how you feel. Bye, everyone. Thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. Bye, everyone.